This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Ryan Famuliner. A new report ranks Illinois and Missouri among the worst 20 states in the nation in terms of air pollution from power plants. But as Veronique LaCapra reports, toxic emissions in both states and nationwide have been dropping.
The Natural Resources Defense Council report shows that in 2010, power plants in both Missouri and Illinois emitted about 1 million pounds less air pollution than the previous year. The NRDC's John Walk says that's also good news for our region's water and fish, which are contaminated with mercury, a power plant pollutant.
It builds up in water bodies through a process called bioaccumulation, but once you reduce it, you can actually see a pretty substantial recovery.
Exposure to mercury can cause developmental problems. Pregnant women and children are most at risk. The U.S. EPA set limits on mercury emissions from power plants late last year, but they won't go into effect until at least 2015. I'm Veronique LaCapra.
U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill says she is admittedly relieved to not be facing wealthy businessman John Bruner as she fights to keep her seat. But as Rachel Lippman reports, she's still expecting to be outspent in the race against Todd Akin.
As of July 18th, McCaskill had significantly more money in the bank than Akin. But outside conservative groups poured $15 million into the race even before McCaskill knew who she would face in the general election. The Democrat admits she is worried about the independent expenditures.
But I also trust Missourians to know that if these are ugly, bloated, distorted pictures coming from anonymous out-of-state sources, they're probably not something you should pay a lot of attention to.
McCaskill says she'll have the resources to advertise between now and November, but she says it would be nice if President Obama had opened more campaign offices around the state, saving her campaign money. I'm Rachel Lippman.
A fundraising campaign by the University of Missouri St. Louis is over, and the amount raised far exceeded expectations. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the 7-year drive brought in more than $150 million in donations. The goal was $100 million. The money will support scholarships, professorships, building projects, and academic programs. University Chancellor Thomas George praised the ability to raise money during difficult economic times. It was the first big fundraising drive for the St. Louis campus. 5 candidates who ran in this week's Missouri party primaries appear eligible for recounts. Missouri allows candidates who lose by less than 1% to request a recount. In the 2nd Congressional District near St. Louis, Democrat Harold Whitfield says he'll request a recount of a race he appears to have lost by 49 votes. A Democratic State House candidate trailing by a single vote also plans to seek a recount. Elsewhere, Missouri House member Thomas Long says he's considering a recount in his Republican primary in southwest Missouri. There also could be recounts in another Republican state house district race and in the Republican race for Secretary of State. Missouri utility regulators are examining ways to help low-income consumers cope with higher electric rates. The Public Service Commission will look into creating a new rate class for low-income consumers. Regulators also plan to examine how other states help the poor. The commission has approved opening a formal docket on the issue. That allows briefs to be filed by industrial energy users, utilities, advocacy groups, and the state official who represents utility customers. Public Service Commissioner Robert Kenney says regulators have been hearing about the effect of rising rates on the poor. He says the review allows officials to explore ways to help ease the burden. The 2012 Missouri State Fair is underway in Sedalia. As Marshall Griffin tells us, attendees this year will have access to a new warning system in the event of severe weather.
Fair officials and the State Highway Patrol are offering the service, which will provide text messages to fairgoers if there's a severe weather warning or other emergency situation. Marketing Director Tammy Nichols says it's being provided in part because of last year's severe storm that knocked out power and forced the fair to shut down for several hours.
We wanted to do everything that we could to alert fair guests and the public about any situation that could cause a delay in opening.
As for the heat, Nichols says there are outdoor misting stations scattered around the fairgrounds and several buildings are air conditioned. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
A Missouri County jail inmate is back in custody after hijacking a car from a sheriff's deputy. A Pettis County deputy was driving 2 males and 1 female inmate to state prisons in Fulton and Vandalia yesterday when inmate Ronald W. Greer Jr. complained to the deputy of stomach pains. Greer convinced him to pull over at a rest stop in Cooper County where he overpowered the officer and a citizen who tried to help. Greer grabbed the keys and fled the scene in the patrol car with the other 2 inmates still restrained in the back seat. About 45 minutes later, the car was spotted by Glasgow police and a chase ensued. Eventually, Greer drove down a private lane and through several fields before fleeing on foot. Officers nabbed him at about 10 a.m., approximately 3 miles from where he left the car. The other 2 inmates were recaptured in the car with no incident. Greer will face charges in both Cooper and Howard counties, including escape, assault on a law enforcement officer, and tampering. The deputy was treated at a hospital for minor injuries and was released. Missouri consumers who bought electronics with LCD screens during an 8-year period may now be eligible to claim some money under several legal settlements. Attorney General Chris Koster says applications are being accepted for reimbursement claims in 10 settlements involving LCD screens on televisions and computers. The settlements over alleged price fixing cover products purchased between January 1, 1999 and December 31, 2006. Koster says consumers have until December 6th to file claims for the LCD screens they purchased in that time. People likely will receive at least $25, although the actual payment will be calculated based on the number and type of products people bought. Claims can be filed at www.lcdclass.com. A man died after jumping off the parking garage at 5th and Walnut in Columbia yesterday. The identity of the man's not being released pending notification of his family. Columbia police say, based on a witness's report and video from the garage, it appears the man did jump. This is the second such incident at this garage. A woman died after jumping last year. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Familiar.